This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is a bonus pod episode of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And today we'll be talking about Pacific Rim. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, this will have a lot of spoilers in it because we saw it already and this is our review. So reviews in nature, if you want a complete review, you have to have some spoilers in there.
Yeah, we're going to go into detail. So if you want to see the movie still, go see the movie and then come back and listen to this podcast.
And I do... Right off the bat, I guess we'll say watch it if you haven't seen it yet.
See the movie. If you think
this movie was amazing.
If you think this is going to be a hate bonus pod, it's not going to be
it's not one of those huge hate.
Like, don't go see the movie.
I think this is one movie where we can actually agree and say this is amazing.
It was really good. Yeah. I think we usually agree.
Okay.
Mostly. So, like, not 100%. But
so the next, now
good.
For the, from now until the end of the podcast, there are spoilers.
Yeah.
Starting now. So the kaiju die in the end.
What?
How do you feel? How do you compare this to other movies so far this summer? Like, enjoyability wise, rewatchability.
I feel like it's so hard to compare all the different movies we've seen. I mean,
do you enjoy this more than Star Trek II?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to right away with Star Trek II. For some reason, I think maybe like the I know they're not even from a different world. Or they're from
a different dimension. Yeah.
So I think that was the movie I was pointing to, Star Trek II, and I think on par with Star Trek II. I think it's like right up and right at that area.
I enjoy this more than Star Trek II.
Oh, really?
To me, this is my favorite movie of the summer so far.
Oh, really?
This was like, I thought it was amazing. It was super original. Wasn't based on any, well, it was like, had some, like, it's based on like common mythos. But it was completely original, super well thought out. The world was like amazing. And it was generally believable, where if like they're like, oh well, this started to happen, it wasn't just like a freak attack, it's like, oh, one happened and then it started building up. And like,
yeah, I do like that, where they start in the beginning, they give you the start of it, they tell you the beginning, and then they say, okay, this is where all this started, the kaijus came out of this rift. Mm-hmm. And then they go, okay, we didn't know how to stop them, then 5 years, like, We started doing an idea, and then they give us, and then eventually
they became like rock stars.
Yeah, eventually we end up 7 years later, and then eventually we end up years later after that too.
Yeah.
So I like how they give us an idea of what's happening, not just throw us in the middle of, oh, this is what's going on in the world right now. They give us a basis,
which led to the believability for me. I'm like, oh, this is seems very common, and it also reminded me of Cloverfield. Like, if Cloverfield 2 ever happens, which I wanted to because I enjoyed the first one a lot. This could be conceivably a Cloverfield too. This is like
it's like the giant monster thing.
Yeah, the giant monsters, and it was a real world, it's realistic. So it's kind of like the same universe in that aspect, where it's like the kaijus, except these weren't babies, because at the end of Cloverfield, you find out it's a baby. I guess that's a spoiler for Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Which came out like a long time ago.
I think the thing for me is where it's hard for me to compare, is just because like the other movies we've seen, I have a basis of relationship with those characters so much. Like Man of Steel, I like Superman so much. So I'm
Iron Man and all that.
Iron Man and stuff. It's just, I'm more generally biased towards those. I really like those original movies. We're getting rehashed too many of these sequels and everything.
And like
reboots.
Like,
because I already know the characters, I have a basis. But I want something new every once in a while to throw in. And this is like the perfect movie for that.
Because we have also seen a lot of like crappy movies that were original ideas.
Yeah, that's true too. I feel like most of... A lot of original ideas have been crappy. That's why they've been moving towards these sequels, because they know at least they'll get that base, even if it's a shitty movie. They have that base of, oh, people are going to see this because they like the other one.
Yeah.
So they know there's a base, where if they're making an original, it's a risk. It's a risk either way,
because
they don't know the turnout. There's no guaranteed turnout, because there's no basis. Pacific Rim, they're like people, I guess, like monster movies and stuff like that, like Godzilla, but there's no underlying basis for this concept, because it hadn't existed before this movie.
So that's what I liked a lot about it. And like, people are like, oh, it's like Transformers meets, I don't know, like Godzilla. And I'm like, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
This is so much better than that.
You totally think that going in, which it's the idea of that, but that's not what the movie is, really.
These are way cooler. I'd love to see that movie.
It was a
where I would see the Jaegers fighting the Transformers. That would be an amazing movie, because it's like
human, that would be cool.
Humans against machines.
That would be really cool. It's just the idea that it was more, the story was more thought out than then they were like Transformers. I feel like they started with the idea, okay, Transformers fighting, and that's where they their starting point was there. Where I figured that the story was actually the starting point here, and then they just did that.
And like this movie was a complete story, like which isn't common with movies now. So like you can show this to someone who has no idea what it's about. You're gonna be like, hey, you like stories? Sit down, watch this movie, and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
like that's not common, I don't think, anymore. Where
I feel like they
in the world of sequels and
most of the stuff they put you, it's like you should know this prior knowledge.
Yeah,
I didn't know anything about Pacific Rim except the trailers. What they showed was Charlie Day was fighting. In it. Yeah, and I was like, oh, the guy from Always Sunny, awesome. Yeah. I want to see this. I like all the stuff he's in. He's only in Always Sunny and Horrible Bosses. That's the only things I've seen him in, but I like the things I've seen him in. So
yeah, he's
like,
hilarious.
He was really good in this, too.
Yeah, he was really good. Like, all of them were really good. My only gripe with the casting was the British scientist guy, who I wasn't too fond of, because I feel like he was a caricature of a British person.
Yeah, he kind of was.
He wasn't too believable.
But I feel like, I think I've seen that guy in something else, and he was just that same way. I think that's just how he is as a person. So it's kind of weird to me.
Like, that's really strange to me, because it seemed like...
He is like a stereotype. I think in reality, he is a stereotype of a British person, but it's only because I've seen him in one other thing where he acts the same way, so...
Yeah.
Maybe he's just typecast that way, or I haven't seen an interview with him or anything, so I don't know, but yeah, that's kind of weird how... Like, he was over the top.
Yeah, he was, like, really over the top with the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I did love the casting. Everyone was great. I don't know the Asian girl's name, but she's, like, one of the main characters. I think I would have liked her cast. Like, Jamie Chung would have been nice in her place, maybe. It was really weird. I feel like she was also, I was like, I don't think she's actually, like, very Asian. She seemed like she was an Asian American playing as an Asian person.
Well, but, I mean, like, everyone's American in the cast. It, like, you could tell. Well, not everyone's American, but,
I think
the main guy is not American.
No, he's, like, the one person who's playing an American and he's not American.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone else is not playing an American.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because it was, like, a worldwide aspect.
Yeah, that was really cool where they're like, oh, our corporations who are former rivals are getting together to build these giant monster, like, robots. And, like, the world working together. So it was, like, Russia was working together with, like, China. In Japan and Australia and the United States, they're all working together to build these giant monsters or giant robots.
Yeah, I really like the idea of how if everything's going against us and that's why I like all those alien invasion movies where we actually all come together, like Independence Day and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I want to hope that would happen. If something was threatening all of us, we'd all come together.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
That's like really hopeful. That's really optimistic.
I would hope it. I don't think it would happen exactly that way, but... I would hope it would.
And when you brought up Independence Day just now...
Well, I just want to bring one more thing. Well, and it is more realistic because there's like an underground market. It's not like every single person, like the governments are working together, but it's not like every single person's like
out there for is that the black
worldwide
market.
Interest. Yeah, there's still other stuff like that. All right, go.
Yeah, when you brought up Independence Day, this is kind of like our generation's Independence Day.
Yeah.
It's like Independence Day with like a more kick-ass feel because like...
Yeah.
There's like, oh, we're not flying jets and stuff. We're flying... We have robots.
Exactly.
So that was really cool. It's like... I don't know. I thought it was amazing all the different robots they had. They had like the clearly Russian robot, which was like the Generation 1 robot. Mm-hmm. And then they had like the Chinese three-armed robot because, you know, the Chinese people are going to do weird stuff. And they had like the Australian robot, which was really fast.
Categories. It's like Mark 1, Mark 2.
Yeah, it's like Mark 1 and then Mark 3. I think there's two Mark 3s.
Yeah.
Which I think the Chinese one and the US one was Mark 3. And then they had the Mark 5 robot, which was an Australian one. But the one thing that... Like, these are all... I'm just nitpicking out the movie. Oh, yeah. I loved it now. Or I loved it. So, like, when I say about the casting and I say, like, what I'm about to say, it's all nitpicking. When they show the screen where the marshal is talking to all the heads of states and stuff, they had a British guy on there, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
Because this is about the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, but I think it was the whole world was... Because like, they said together? In one point in the movie, I think they were in Australia, and... It crashed through that wall. Was that that was in Sydney, I think. They crashed through the wall like easily. And then they said, oh, we're evacuating everybody to the safe zone.
So you think like Europe is the safe zone?
I think Europe is all the safe zone because that's not the Pacific. Well,
yeah. It's not the Pacific Rim. Australia is a Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it's not the Pacific Rim. So it's not there. So like more towards that, towards Russia. Because Russia's there too. And Russia's not, well, the other side of Russia.
Yeah, the
is.
Top. Like,
but the population is not near the Pacific. Really. So I figured, I mean, I think it's a whole worldwide thing, even though they're like, nobody in the world looked like they turned their back and were like, oh, it's only happening over there. Because eventually it's going to get to them if they
wait long
enough. I
would love to see
the
South American like perspective
of
this movie.
Yeah.
Or like how the Mexicans are doing with like Baja California and stuff. Like, I would love to see that.
Yeah. It's like we can't make robots.
Oddly enough, for like a movie from Guillermo del Toro, it has nothing to do with South America. Because I think, what was that movie he made after Pan's Labyrinth? It was like Asylum or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one had to do with it. That took place in South America. So like this is his first like major release, I guess, I want to say. Well, he did Hellboy as well. But yeah, that was really strange to me that like they didn't even touch upon like South America's reaction.
Yeah, all they focused on was the first attack was in San Francisco, I think.
And then like Seattle and then
they
Philippines
were they're in Japan, right? The chick's from Japan, right?
Yeah, she's Japanese.
Okay. So yeah, they were in Japanese. They weren't in there, but they showed the flashbacks from there. Yeah. And then they were in Hong Kong like most of the movie.
And you brought up the flashbacks. That was the coolest way to show like
the past. You get to know the characters.
They developed the characters through the mind drift. I thought that I liked that so much. That was so cool. And they like explained the drift and saying like, "Oh yeah, me and my brother weren't like the strongest kids or the fastest kids or the strongest kids or the smartest kids, but we knew how to fight."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, that's so cool. Like this character isn't like a genius and he's not like a star athlete. This is like an everyday person, like an all-American guy.
Yeah, he just has that it factor that enables him to do it.
So that was really cool. But I liked that a lot.
What I wanted more out of, I wanted the, when he's, when like Charlie's character, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Whatever. Charlie's character was doing the drift with the kaiju. I wanted them to like go a little bit in, like, cause they show the couple of screenshots of his life earlier, but I wanted a little more focus.
Like he's like
on,
a scientist,
I just wanted to see
and everything.
Something.
He's like a nerd all his life.
Yeah.
And then you see him at the tattoo parlor.
So they kind of did it. It was just, it's kind of fast. So you can't really see any. So I guess it's cool to watch it again. You could see what.
That and the other scientist, you see his life, which is like similar.
It was
very similar to Charlie's.
Yeah. I thought I think he was more of like a loner though or something. Cause I think he was like crying or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to see. It's so fast.
One thing I wish they touched upon was the nosebleeds. They didn't really explain the nosebleeds too much.
Oh yeah.
I guess it's like if you get exhausted from the Jaeger, because they showed like when they're explaining why they need two people, the first guy has a crazy nosebleed, and I guess he's dying.
It's like your brain overloads or something,
and that causes your nose to bleed.
I guess so. But then it was also confusing because what's his fate? Iris. What's the general sergeant guy's name?
I forgot.
I don't know. Anyway, that guy.
Yeah.
He was like, his nose was bleeding too, so you figure something was wrong.
So
but
then
that
like,
was completely
oh,
unrelated.
No, because then you find out he was a Jaeger.
Yeah, but that wasn't related
he
to
was a
the
Ranger.
Jaeger. It was related to radiation poisoning or something.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He had cancer. That was the whole
thing. Oh, okay.
That was the whole thing. He was dying because of the radiation. They're like, when we first started out, we didn't care much about radiation because we were just trying to build these robots to fight them. So they didn't even protect him or anything.
Wow, I didn't even.
Oh, you
up
missed
on
that
part.
Yeah, that's why he was dying. He's gonna die either way.
Oh, okay.
That's why if you go in one more time, you're gonna die. That's why she didn't
I
want
thought
to
she
go
meant
in.
Like if you go in, like the Jaeger's gonna literally exhaust you and you're gonna die because
no.
You've been in the Jaeger so much.
No, it's because he had cancer and he's like his body couldn't take it because he's so weak from
Idris Elba.
And that's why he's taking those pills or whatever he's taking. I don't even know what they're taking.
See, that's why I thought those pills were to stop the nosebleeds because that's what you have
in
the Jaeger.
Did that too. Oh yeah, that's true. Nosebleeds. See, they're trying to confuse you with the nosebleeds everywhere.
I was just watching that. That's all I was paying attention to. I was like, he has nosebleeds and he's taking these weird tiny pills that look like little
but no he had
it Tylenol
he had
or something.
Cancer
okay
so he was gonna die that's why he was gonna die either way soon like pretty soon so he's like I might as well go out and fight like we're gonna die if we don't stop these things anyway
so there were a lot of twists I felt like in this movie not like
twists.
But like usually when I watch a movie I feel like it's pretty predictable and I felt like this movie was very unpredictable
really I feel like I know it was going to happen, but...
Well, I'm talking about, like, there's, like, scenes where I'm just like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
So, well, I didn't see the fly. I didn't see
the flying
kaiju. I didn't see him,
and I didn't see the mind meld, like, even the drift with the brain, the weird living brain thing. I'm talking about, like, far before that, where Charlie, like, drifts with the brain.
The first time or
the second
time?
Yeah, the first time. The second time I knew that was coming because I was like, oh, he did it the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he's...
Wait, you didn't think he was going to do it?
At all. I didn't see that happening in the plot at all.
Really? Even after he says, I'm going to do...
Oh, well, then I knew.
Idea.
I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, well, then I don't think that's a twist. He's just saying what he's going to do and then he does it.
Yeah.
It's
that,
not really a twist.
And then...
I didn't know the baby was going to come out, but...
Oh, that was awesome, too.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
And then ate Ron Perlman.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was like, it was like, you know he's not dead, though. Yeah. You know the baby's not dead.
Oh, yeah, so there's an after credits scene. And that was the thing. So we'll go... Well, it's not after credits. It's like after the small credits, the like animated credits.
Yeah, the first credits.
Luckily, it's not after like the long credits.
I feel like I could find pieces of different movies in this movie. Like that, yeah. that bit like right there with the baby, with the like baby kaiju, that hearkened me to... Did you see that movie Evolution?
Yes.
But yeah, where the baby comes out of, and they're like, oh, he's adjusting to the atmosphere or something. That like that called back to me. Another part was,
I honestly don't think Guillermo del Toro. Ever
I know. I don't think any of the if you're gonna do, gonna do these things, they're just gonna happen. But that's exactly what I thought of. And then a callback to the Avengers at the end where they're going through the portal. He's like, can he get out? Can he get out? Yeah. And then he gets out. That reminded me of the Avengers. And then...
Oh, I also didn't think he was going to get out. I was like, oh, he's just going
to
die.
I thought he was going to die, too. I thought that was the plan, actually. Yeah, I thought the plan was for him to go suicide mission.
I thought they went too far down.
Exactly.
Because I thought they were supposed to, like, stay in the neck thing.
Me too. I thought
he like, went into the whole world. And he, like, they saw the aliens and shit. And then I was like, wait, how does he get through? I guess it's, like, a one-way checks thing for the DNA. Because, like... Charlie's character says like the DNA is required.
Yeah, good point.
So I was like, wait, so
good point. I really thought it was a suicide mission the whole time. I thought, okay, they two died, and then they went into the world, and then they're gonna die, right? They're gonna blow it up.
They're gonna die for the cause.
I really thought that was gonna happen.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, no way it's gonna happen. It's building up to something.
Yeah,
it's
after not like build after up she survived, I was like, okay, he's clearly gonna survive. Yeah. He did a lot of stuff without oxygen too.
Really? He I know he gave all his oxygen to her, and he was like, it was like shocking that he was able to do all that.
Yeah, because like she clearly had no oxygen left because she was like passing out.
Yeah, she was like, okay. She seemed pretty, like, they made her kind of too weak.
Yeah, she seemed very strong in the beginning. Exactly. Like, they built her up like she was stronger than all the other, like,
they did, yeah.
Cadets or whatever.
He was even better than her at fighting.
Yeah, like they were both really good at fighting, which also I don't understand why that's a necessary skill to like be physically strong. We could have, like, Stephen Hawking pilot one of these Jaegers if we really wanted to. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's got to be something to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they seemed unnecessarily...
Like, I think I'm not, like, physically fit at all, and I could easily pilot...
Yeah, they seem just like going like this and,
yeah, like they're just, like, in a machine around and stuff. Like, I can go on a... What's that thing called at the gym?
Oh, I forgot what it's called.
It's kind of like
elliptical?
A treadmill. Elliptical. I could do an elliptical for days.
Exactly,
like, that means I can run a marathon in this thing, apparently.
Yeah, because it seemed like they're in that. They only got thrown out. Every time they got thrown out of their thing, or that nothing was helping them, they weren't able to do anything. So it didn't seem like he had to be that strong. But, and she seemed even crippled by her, like, emotional. That hurt her, like, the first time. She was, because of the drift. Yeah. So,
and I'm surprised they don't have some, like, test facility to, like, try out the drift on, like, a small scale. Without these, like, monsters, like, without being in the suits.
Why wouldn't they have...
Because Charlie built one.
Yeah, exactly. If you could build it with scraps and stuff, why couldn't they build a test one where...
They don't have to be in the Jaeger.
It's her first time drifting, like...
With a person.
Yeah, so why is that... Why are you doing it in the robot?
Yeah.
And their failsafe didn't work, and then she was going to blow them all
up. Yeah, she's going to kill everyone.
It's like, whoa.
And then they let her back into it. They must have been really desperate.
Yeah,
there was
like
no second string person. Yeah,
that's
that.
What I was also thinking. I was like, okay, they're getting. I understand maybe they're getting this guy because he said later the general guy. I need to call him something.
Marshall.
Marshall guy. Was his name Marshall?
Yeah, he was. Well, it's not his name. He was a marshal. His position.
Okay,
yeah.
He was a marshal. The marshal was like, I got you because you were the only one to drive a Jaeger
by himself.
Solo
besides me, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I understand.
See, that's why I thought he had the nosebleed because he.
Like, yeah, but that's not
because
the
it's
reason.
So taxing
that
on
makes
the brain.
Like, they didn't need to give him cancer when you think about it.
No,
but that's what they did. But they didn't need to do it. They could have just said that.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I thought. That's what
that's
I assumed. I didn't
even happened.
Pick up on the whole cancer
thing.
Yeah,
he said it. You have to listen because there's only a few lines. If you miss the lines where he's explaining the kaiju's plan and
when
stuff,
was
where Charlie
this?
Explains his plan.
Yeah,
no, I'm talking about a different part of the movie. But I'm
oh yeah,
about...
the dinosaur part. I also didn't pick up on that.
Yeah,
well, I
kind of
like, wait.
Some
so
of
are the dinosaurs kaiju's, or did the kaiju's kill the dinosaurs? Like, what's going on with that?
No, because honestly, there's not that much explaining of the story, except for little chunks. Like,
yeah.
It explains a lot of the story. Where the beginning, they explain everything of how it happened on Earth. The middle part where Charlie did the drift and he explains, oh, they're actually this, and blah, 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 explains, like, oh, they sent dinosaurs. I don't remember exactly what he said.
I don't know. I was just like, wait, so the dinosaurs, either the dinosaurs were kaijus and they died? That makes a lot of sense. like the dinosaurs were these alien creature things.
I gotta watch that again to see exactly what he said. But then the other part he says, oh, I got cancer or something. I think it's a certain type of cancer. I forgot which kind. But then he says that later, cancer. And that's another part of the story.
Okay.
So there are only a few parts where you have to latch onto him. It's towards the end. It was right before he got in. He was talking to the main guy.
Okay.
He's talking to the main guy, and he was saying, "Oh, like you don't know me." Well, that he has two conversations with him.
Was that the one when he grabbed him? It's after he grabbed him, right?
Yeah, it's after he grabbed him. Yeah, it's right there where he said it, and he was like, "I can't go in; it's gonna kill me or whatever."
Okay.
So, but I figure he wouldn't already known that through the drift anyway, wouldn't have he?
Yeah, like that's I was surprised
because I know you, but all he knew about her was that he saw that when he was a kid that he rescued her.
Yeah.
So wouldn't he know that also?
And I'm wondering how this drift works because, like, do I instantly, like, if we drifted, do I instantly know all our memories?
That's what I thought. Or is it that it's just chaos in your head and you could, because.
Or are our brains just connected and I can tap into your memories? Like, if you, like, yeah, that's what it seemed more like.
It seemed more like you can experience the memory if you want, but you got to stay out of it. Stay out of the drift.
You just, like, stay away from the drift, like, silence everything out.
Yeah. Don't go into, don't chase the rabbit, they called it.
Yeah.
Don't go after a memory because you're going to live in that memory at the moment.
That was really cool.
That was really cool.
It's such a cool movie.
They should have done another scene like that. I like that scene a lot. Where
they could have easily made this movie 2.5 hours. I want to see the deleted scenes and everything. Like,
yeah.
This movie was awesome. Like when the religious thing was like, when they're like, oh, these people are weirdos. Like they think these monsters are sent by God to destroy us and stuff like that. Like that was really cool. And then like the black market and all that was really awesome.
I like that too. What I also liked about the drift was what I was confused about the drift was when Charlie does it with the
three-way drift. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about his first drift with the kaiju. How does the other kaiju track him down?
They're all shared DNA.
I understand
they
that.
It's like a collective consciousness.
I understand that, but they're not connected after the drift. They're no longer connected.
Yeah, but they like I guess they had the memories.
Yeah, but he ran away. He was. Yeah, he, at that moment in the facility, he was connected, but then he went to the underground. How can you track him? They were tracking him. He went somewhere and then he left, and then they tracked him to an underground spot. You're not still connected to him.
Maybe you always have that connection.
I was thinking it might have been different with the kaiju. Actually,
I think you do always have that connection because
a little bit, but I don't.
Because he's like the scariest thing about losing my brother was when, like, you expect something and it's empty.
That's true.
So I think there is always that connection you have with the drift after.
But I guess I don't think humans are able to do it though because they weren't able. I don't think they can track each other. No. Maybe a little bit of instinct or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I was confused by that.
He's also like the first person. He's like the bestiality of.
Yeah, he's like I want to do it twice. Drifting. Let's do it again.
Like, yeah, and then he's like, let's do a three-way with this brain.
It's like, oh, okay.
And you're like, whoa, this is really weird. How does that work? Because also the Chinese developed like the three-armed Jaeger.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, so like you can drift. Like, why not just drift with like a shitload of people and then have like a crazy monster?
But I think it'd be too hard to.
It'd be very difficult. And it'd be difficult to build.
Because you'd be so many different personalities, so many different stuff.
Yeah.
That it'd be harder to do, I think. Like, I think, like, in reality, a kaiju would work better with a lone pilot.
A Jaeger?
Yeah. A Jaeger would work with a lone pilot, but it just overload people's brains.
Yeah.
And it was too hard. So I think the less people, the better.
Yeah.
Except for,
some reason the Chinese
like, that's really cool. That's what they said, too. He's like, oh, I've heard of that technique. I was like,
yeah, three-arm technique. I love how they all have their own techniques and stuff. It's it seemed really cool.
It's different styles. I was also wondering, when these kaiju first emerged, did people get to a council and agree, okay, we're going to call...
So these are bad.
We're
going to name them Japanese.
Yeah, we're going to name them kaiju, and then we're going to call...
The Japanese the robot, saw this.
We're going to call the big robots Jaegers.
Which is German for hunter.
Which is German, so we're going to use German and Japanese. That's the world...
It's like World War II Axis. We're going
to
use the
enemy. Yeah, enemies. I was like, why are we doing this? That seemed really strange to me. I think I love the terms. Don't
maybe
get me wrong.
Germans were the first of the punch and developed the first Jaeger.
Maybe that's what it was.
The Mach 1 and they sold it to Russia or something or developed their own Mach 1s.
That's probably what happened, but you wouldn't think.
You have to trust that German engineering.
Yeah, I wouldn't think the Germans would be the first ones, but...
Like the Germans and Italians. That's the first people I'd go to for
Jaeger. Yeah.
It'd be very expensive, but it's like a sports car. The sports car of Jaegers.
Yeah, like no one had their own. No, not each country had their own name for them. They all called them the same
stuff. They all call them Jaegers, and they
Okay.
Who knows how the future's going to be, maybe.
I don't know. More collaborative?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see in, like, what, 5 years?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, it was set. It happened 2013. That it happened.
That was when the first attack happened.
It was right on our time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is so
cool. Okay, 2013, it's like if next week it just happened.
Yeah.
That's what they're going off of.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
It worked a lot. I thought that was really cool.
I was like, yeah, okay. It's right at our time. That's cool. They usually don't do that. They usually would set it in the future already.
So it was really cool. I like this movie so much. One thing I had a question about is, wouldn't it best for about the drift? Wouldn't it be best to drift with someone that you know really well?
I would think, yeah, I think so. I think that's why they were like father and son was teamed up, and he was teamed up with
father
his brother.
And, son, and then
stuff.
I assume those three Chinese people were like twin or triplets or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. And then, they said something about it.
I think the man and the woman, like, they seemed like they were in a relationship or something.
Oh, yeah.
The way
Russian,
they walked.
The
yeah, they were,
yeah.
They were like, they looked very.
I think
it reminded
so.
Me of the, what's the guy's name from Street Fighter? Zenkov or something?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the big... That's what the big Russian guy...
Wait, Zangief or...
Yeah, Zangief.
Zangief, yeah.
That's what the Russian guy reminded
me of.
He did,
yeah.
He looked exactly like if they made another Street Fighter, he would be Zangief.
Probably,
maybe it was
yeah.
Zangief. I don't even know.
It could have been, for all I know. They only have so many Russian actors, man.
Yeah, they only have so many Russian
I don't know if that guy's
people.
Actually Russian, but they only have so many.
And also, I liked how... Because, like, I had an idea for a script a while back, and I was like, you know, in this movie, it took place during World War II. And I was like, in this movie, it'd be really cool if all the different characters, where they were from, they actually spoke that language.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what this movie
did
a lot.
A little bit. A lot. Did they?
Well, like the Russians, when they were in trouble, they spoke Russian.
Oh, yeah,
when they weren't communicating,
yeah.
They did it realistically almost. Except for the scene where like the Chinese person started speaking English in the bunker, in the safety bunker.
Oh, yeah.
She like knew English and then she like, but then she spoke Chinese.
Well, that's because I think that's because he was saying like, oh, they're after me.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to speak English back.
That scene was hilarious
to
me also.
Yeah, that was really good.
He's like, we're in a buffet trip, like buffet line.
It's like, I love how he's just like, yeah, I know where, and he's like, they're after me. And everyone just like takes his word.
Like, yeah, and they like push him.
They're after him.
They start pushing him in a circle.
It's like, oh, they really were.
I was like, wow, that room looked a lot more packed before.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was crowded. They couldn't move, but apparently they can move if they had to.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And then I thought this movie had like a good mix of humor in it too. Like,
oh, yeah, it had plenty of humor. Like when they're doing the robot fight and they go into that room and they hit the metal balls.
Yeah.
He hits it and then they hit
like,
one ball and I was like.
Was it Newton's balls or something? What are they called? Something like that.
Like that. There was like enough humor. Those little bits of humor were the amount that Man of Steel was missing.
Yeah,
like clearly,
and like the kaiju, and when Charlie's talking about the kaiju when he sees the tattoos.
Yeah, he's like a groupie.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's a kaiju groupie.
He's like, I don't love them. I just
they're just I've studied them.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
I mean awful.
Yeah,
whichever way you want
to
see it.
He's like, I would love to see one up close, and then he's like, trust me, you don't.
Yeah. It's like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and Ron Perlman's character was hilarious.
It's like, you got to have some comedy in it.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't make it all serious.
Which is why I think, I really hope it does well. Like, it's forecasted. Like, you told me yesterday, you said it was forecasted to do worse than
that's what Grown-Ups 2 were before.
Which is shocking to me. And then, like, I was talking to my coworkers. I'm selling it to my coworkers. I'm like, hey, you guys need to go watch this movie. And my coworker's like, oh, you know what I'm going to watch next week? Grown-Ups 2.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm
see,
like,
that's because people will just see it because they're like, oh, Adam Sandler, funny. It's like, no, you're thinking of Adam Sandler 10 years ago.
Yeah, and
get
then
out
I,
of
and then I
the
was
past.
Like, I was like, wait, like, you thought Happy Gilmore was funny, right? And he's like, oh, I haven't seen that movie.
What?
That about? And I'm
oh
like,
oh my gosh.
And
no,
I'm like,
you're
whoa, like, you suck at life, so you fail. Like,
now I'm just confused who these people are that are seeing the Adam Sandler movie. They're like, oh, I heard he was funny. Is that the people? I heard he was funny?
I think this is a pretty good family movie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
it's PG-13.
There's nothing even.
There's like no sex in it because I'm pretty sure it's because it's an Asian and a white person.
I think that
Asian people.
I thought they were gonna kiss at the end and they didn't.
They didn't even do that. Like, they just embraced, hugged.
It's like, wait.
Which reminded me of Romeo Must Die, where the Asian dude is supposed to get kissed and like originally the test screening did terribly. This is like in history books
what?
For Asian American like
movie.
Asian people being under the bamboo ceiling, as it's called. That's not a racist term. That's what I heard from a lot of people. They call it the bamboo ceiling. It's like the glass ceiling for women. So, like, the Asian guy was supposed to get kissed at the end by the heroine. Like, the hero and the heroine were supposed to kiss. But then they edited that out and changed it to, like, a hug. And they're like, oh, this Asian guy got cock-blocked.
Like, that's just so weird to me. I don't
so, like,
know.
Apparently, like, people don't like seeing Asian people being affectionate.
Why?
I have no idea. What? I think it's uncomfortable or something. Oh. They're not viewed as like romantic in our culture.
That's our culture?
It's in not, like American it's culture. Not,
but would they care around the world? That like the world
cares?
I don't
know. Or? I don't know how Asian people feel about that.
I don't know.
I know in Indian movies we never see. There's like no couples kissing. Yeah. Like the first time it happened, or like not the first time, but it happened like somewhat recently, and that was a huge deal.
There must have been something there because it seemed really strange at the end. I was just like,
I'm like, wait, okay, what? So like you just saved his life.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was they had the dude, like this almost, deep connection, and yeah. then they were like gonna go out with each other or something.
And then that's what was weird to me. I was like, wait, if you drift with like another person, and like, would you want to become romantically involved with them? Because then they know everything about you, and that's kind of scary. Like
that's true
for someone to know but everything.
It seemed
about
like
you.
All everybody it, like, drifted built up. Had such a big connection. That, yeah, like the father, dying son. They were like way.
The only one that didn't make sense was the black guy and the son. And,
yeah, that didn't make any sense. He's just like, my head's empty. I don't take anything into the drift. And you, I can figure you out, so it's easy. Yeah. It's like, don't you have to pair up with the right person? Like, don't you have to?
Yeah. Like, he was stressing that so much earlier in the
exactly.
movie.
Like,
that
apparently that's why I was like, he's like, I don't take anything into the drift. How can you be that strong mentally where you take nothing into the drift? I was like, I don't
care.
The
one thing that like connects you and the other person.
Yeah, I don't
you
care.
Take nothing into it.
I don't care how good a Jaeger fighter you are. You can't just be like, I took nothing into the drift. It's like, he was the only guy to do it solo. Why didn't he? Well, if he did it solo, he'd probably die right away. And also, when they're underwater at the end, mm-hmm. and out of nowhere, they pull out that sword and they just slice that kaiju. Why didn't they just do that originally? Why didn't they pull out a sword and just slice away at
maybe
at
it's a lot of work to like after the sword is built, like they can't like they have to just
shot.
Like destroy it.
One shot, yeah.
Because it's like a single use thing.
Yeah, because they seem to just pull that out of nowhere and like, okay, we can just defeat it. Cause.
Yeah. And speaking of like, since I'm gonna go back to casting, they had the guy, I forgot what his name is, but he played Romeo in Boondock Saints.
I don't know the character's
name. Boondock Saints 2.
I never saw that.
God, let's see. I forgot what his name is, but he was in like a few. Clifton Collins Jr.
is his name. Doesn't help.
He was in Star Trek 1. He was in.
I don't know. I'm not going to know by the name anyway.
Yeah, so. He was like the nerdy guy. His name was Ops Tendo Choi. He was a computer guy with the like suspenders.
So he's not even like a big guy, character.
No, in this movie, I'm talking about.
Oh.
He was like the guy working the computers and he pulled out the power plug.
Was he was like, oh, he was like the main guy, the main computer guy who's there in San Francisco also. Yeah. I think that was San Francisco too.
Yeah.
Wait, was it? Because I know that San Francisco was the first place attacked. Was that where they, I don't know where they were. I don't think it was San Francisco actually. I don't know where they were when his brother died.
Alaska,
there you go.
He was in Anchorage. Yeah, it was that
he
guy.
He was the guy in Alaska. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was also in Scott Pilgrim. He was one of the vegan police. So yeah. I like this guy. I think he plays really funny roles and everything. And this movie is no different.
Yeah.
And same he was like smarter. Yeah, like I thought this movie was awesome. I really enjoyed this movie. I can't think of. Let me think. Like,
it's the first.
Way better than Godzilla 2000.
Is this like the first original movie we saw this summer?
This is the end we saw.
Oh, we did see that. Okay. We saw another original.
Yeah. So.
But that's pretty sad when you say that, considering we've seen like six or seven movies. I don't know how yeah. many exactly, but this is the
Spring
first
Breakers
original
we
one.
Kind of saw.
Oh yeah,
in summer.
That was original, I guess. But I think I don't consider that a movie I actually wanted to see. I think we just saw because it's like I don't whatever.
I was like, why not?
Sure.
It was more like, of like okay. a art.
It wasn't like
it's other... more like a giant art installation, really. That whole movie.
Yeah. Because every other movie, I was like, I want to see this.
Yeah.
So.
Let's. It's only 30 minutes. I guess we'll just wrap it up. If you haven't seen it and you somehow listened to all this,
it's like, go watch it. You should have watched it before.
You should have watched it, but watch it now.
I mean, you can still watch it after you. It doesn't. We didn't. Like, it doesn't ruin it no. by the fact that you know this stuff.
Yeah. And like, we can't explain how awesome the action was.
Yeah, you can't put that action. Oh, you can't speak that action.
Yeah. One thing I do want to say is after like the winged battle part happened.
When the flying kaiju.
Yeah, the flying kaiju. I was just like,
oh, that was the other part. That kind of looked like Iron Man when they went up into space.
Yeah, they went up to space.
I was like, oh, they're gonna freeze, and it's like that's like Iron Man.
But it like didn't happen. And then after that battle, I was like, oh, the movie's like that was a good ending to the movie. And then I looked down at my phone and I realized, well, it was only like an hour and a half, and this movie's 2 hours and 11 minutes. And I was like, there's more?
I don't know how you thought that was the end, though. Just because I was just like, they were playing the whole thing to nuke the bottom of them.
Yeah, but then Charlie's like, oh, it's not going to work. And then all that stuff. So I was like, oh, maybe they listened to him.
Yeah, well, he said it's not going to work. But then that was later, though. He told them it's not going to work. Then they're like, no, you have to do the DNA right after.
I think it also had to do with the fact that I've only seen hour and a half movies recently.
Oh, maybe that's it.
And I'm always built up for a sequel to be like put in automatically.
That's true too.
Which this movie didn't do. It wasn't either of those. It was over two hours, and they don't have a planned sequel.
That is true.
They had a
which is good. Why?
They had prequel comic book though.
I understand going into with the idea of a sequel, but it's still good when the movie can stand alone.
Yeah.
It's just a finality feels so much better. Even though you can continue this movie if you want to after, mm-hmm. There's nothing stopping that. So,
one thing I do want though is I want all those action figures. I want like a giant robot scale controlled. I like to remote control a Jaeger robot. That'd be really cool. I wish I was a kid again but I can just play with toys still.
You can do it now.
At this age, I don't care. I can afford them too. So I'm.
You buy as many as you want.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a bunch of Kaiju and Jaeger action figures and make fights in my bathtub underwater.
I love how big everything... I love how massive, like, it's
over the top. The scale was insane.
I love all those scenes where they just showed people and then the Kaiju because it was like... Because it's hard to see the actual scale of how big they are when the robots are fighting them because you're mm-hmm. just like... It's hard to judge until you see them next to a person or like a building or something.
I also like how different they were.
Each one was different.
One was winged, one looked like a crab, one was like a fish monster, one looked like an alligator, one. There were like so many different ones.
Yeah, it was all. It looked like the gorilla one.
Yeah.
It's like a gorilla.
Like, that's what I mean when I say this movie was so well thought out. Like, this is like almost like Avatar if Avatar took place on Earth. Like, because I think Avatar is one of the really well thought out movies.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite, super thought out movies. The movie itself, the story was like totally rehashed and everything, but it was like really well thought out. It had ideas and stuff, which isn't common.
Yeah. Usually they're just like, we start with the action and then people like it because of that. So, and then we'll throw something together.
Like this movie was really, really good at mixing the action, which was like major action, and is also good at having like intellectual stuff that you have to think about.
Yeah I like that the fact that what they know, people want to go and see the robots fight the Kaiju, but it's not overkill. They don't do it like 2 hours straight. Mm-hmm. I think fighting's like, I would say hour and 15 hour and a half of it is all fighting, and then a good hour is character development.
Yeah. And plot development.
So it's not like overkill. Like, I feel like Transformers are just like, we're just going to throw all this action at you and you'll like it. But I mean, you can only see so much mm-hmm. of that. And they had like just the right amount. They had a lot of it, but it was just the right amount that it wasn't overkill.
Yeah. And that's also another like scene I liked a lot in the movie was after the winged battle when he's like, reset the clocks. And everyone was like celebrating momentarily. And then they realize, like, oh, this is going to happen again.
Yeah, we're starting the clock because it's going to be half the amount of time, pretty much.
So that was like, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is so thought out. Like, that's exactly, like, what they're toying with my emotions.
Yeah.
I was, like, pumped during the action scene. Like, and after they won, I was like, yeah, we won. And then they're like, no, reset the clock. It's going to happen again.
They're going to come even faster this time.
They're going to come faster and harder
and bigger, yeah.
So, like, that was really cool.
It's just like, and then they shouldn't, that big category five. I like the categories, like, oh, it's a category three.
Yeah, they have like a category three.
It's category five, our first one ever.
And it was like massive. It was like, oh, crazy. Damn. It was cool. Well, and they didn't go crazy with like a fire breathing kaiju or anything. They had
the like acid spitting one.
That was really cool because he like juked it out and like the acid hit on the building and he's like, there's acid on there. It's spitting out acid.
The only thing was, I felt the more enjoyable battle was that battle before the final one,
the winged one.
That whole sequence, that battle was really cool.
That was the one where it pulled out the spit, right?
Because it's like, it started in the water and then it went into the city, and I thought that was all cool.
Yeah.
But when, like, the other one was just underwater, which I didn't think
was
as
cool.
And that's
the one that they lost, like, the two.
Yeah, where the two people died. And then the other one was like they set out an electronic pulse thing that shut down all their electronics. Like,
that was really cool.
This one's analog.
And then they're like, that one's BS. Like,
wait, what? It still needs power to run.
Yeah, well, it runs off the nuclear reactor. I guess the other one ran off like electricity.
They said it was digital, so I guess it was like run by computers. I think, and the other one wasn't run by computers.
So I was like, wait, so the Russian one would have been fine apparently.
I guess so, but they killed them all. They already destroyed them. So
I thought that was really good.
I was like, okay.
It was awesome. It was such a great movie. I think summer movies are all downhill from here for me. Unless Wolverine.
Well, it was that way anyway.
Yeah, like unless Wolverine shocks me.
I doubt that. But I'm getting thrown by... I'm not trusting any of these reviews anymore because, like, I heard Pacific Rim was going to be good a while ago, and then weeks building up to it was like, no, it's not going to be that good, and now... I think it's pretty awesome. Like,
I've been looking forward to it from the beginning. Ever since I saw the first poster, I was like, this movie's going to be awesome. I know it.
I was, then I thought it wasn't going to be that good because just was like, nobody's going to see it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's good. I don't know why. If it doesn't do better than Grown Ups 2.
If it doesn't do well at all, I'm going to be shocked. It has to do somewhat well.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't beat Grown Ups 2, I'm going to be very sad because...
That's going to be a dark day.
Yeah.
It'll definitely beat it worldwide, that's for sure. Because I don't think Grown Ups 2 plays worldwide.
Yeah, and this will be very... This caters to the audience that's worldwide, because it is a world...
Yeah, like, that's why I think they're going for... Like, that's what these movies are doing nowadays. They're catering to worldwide, which I don't think that's a bad thing.
The Lone Ranger did not do that, though.
Yeah, that no one... Yeah, that's why I didn't... That's why also why it didn't do well.
And also White House...
But I mean, I heard someone else saying on a podcast that... Oh, they're playing too much worldwide and stuff. It's like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
I kind of like it when it's like a world scope.
Yeah.
It makes it, I think it's like more inclusive and stuff. I think it's, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel connected to the world even though we're not.
Especially nowadays with Twitter and everything.
We're still isolated because everyone's isolated in their own area of the world. But I still feel kind of connected to the world. I still feel a part of it when they mention it. I'm like, oh, that's over there. I don't care. I don't feel that way.
Yeah. So. It was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
It was really cool. So yeah, if you listen to this and you haven't seen it, go check it out. If you saw it and you picked up on stuff that we didn't pick up on, you can always comment. We'll reply to it. And if you have anything you want to tell us, you can tweet me at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
And you can tweet me at mstesca, mstesca.
And you can tweet both of us at Destiny Pizzas, DESTINY. PIZZAS. Like us on Facebook. Listen to us on Stitcher. Review us on iTunes. You can listen to us on iTunes too. We're in the podcast directory. We're also on podcasts.com, I want to say, I think is the website. We're on their front page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
I was looking at the listeners where they're coming from, and one of them was from there. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think we're only up there for like a few days.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
no, I don't care. Yeah. That's still cool.
I should have done
I
want to
check out that website
because
I haven't checked out that website yet.
So that's like a cool podcast. You can listen to podcasts and stuff. So yeah, listen to our regular show, and we thank you for your support. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.